Hello, my nizzles. This is Tozizzle Quest. Hell yeah.
What? Hello?
Hello!
Hello? Thoughts are flitting through my head at an alarming rate. This seems unusual.
Do you remember your name or where you are?
A no to both. Do you, or I, or whatever you are?
Do you remember anything at all?
No, nothing. I suppose that's bad, yes. I'm in some kind of liquid. About red lights or normal lights in red liquid. There's an oxygen mask over my face and tubes in my arms and legs. What should I do?
Also, is that a bullet hole in your head?
I hope not. It itches a little. It's a spot of rough tissue with no fur. I guess I'm gonna scar.
Anyhow, tell us what those keen eyes of yours see.
The container appears to be made of metal. I can't see anything outside. There seems might be a door.
There's some mechanisms, but they don't look like they're meant to open from here.
There's a rectangle of glass in front of me, but it's backed by more metal. Above me is a metal thing shaped like a claw or tooth. There's another below me, oriented the opposite way.
Speaking of which, do you recall having one?
No.
You need a name. How about Pengy?
What does that word mean? And how could you know things I don't?
You seem to have 4 ears. That's silly. You don't need more than 2.
Do I really need more than 1?
Knock on the metal!
Okay. No immediate response.
It was actually the first thing I thought of.
I guess that makes it the first thing I thought of.
If you don't like it, how about Tozel?
That word feels important.
Fill with the tooth thing on the top.
Okay.
I've got it! Emerald!
I like Pengy.
Maybe we shouldn't mess with the electrical cords while submerged in liquid.
Don't those have 2 prongs? This seems to be 1 solid chunk of metal.
Well, you're not informed that you so have been aware of this?
I am now.
Your left arm's got some wires or sensors on it.
Can you tell if they're stuck into your arm or if they're just sticking to it without pulling them off or out? Can't tell if they're wires or tubes or both. They're definitely going straight into the arm. Second one's really stuck. With effort, I managed to yank it free, though I bonked my head against the back of the tube in the process. This one looks the same as the other. I noticed there's a lot of bubbles coming from the socket. I think I broke something and now the liquid's leaking out of the tube.
I've got it! Wait a while for the liquid to exit.
Okay. This is taking a long time.
I've got it! Touch the 2 teeth together above the liquid's level.
Nothing seems to happen.
Is it just me, m'lady, or do you possess multiple tails?
Yeah, they're small and black and tapering. Is that unusual? I'm not...
Cryak!
Whoa!
Keep them above you.
I keep one above me, hooked into its own cord. Seems to be okay.
Scream and yell for someone to let you out.
Hello? Anyone?
Punch everything.
Rawr. Ow.
Wait, you managed to dent it? That's quite a punch.
I figured it was just wimpy metal. I actually feel a little weird right now. Though it's hard to tell since I can't remember ever having felt better.
If you were that strong, you could try pushing on the door near the hinges to break it.
The metal creaks and deforms a little but doesn't open.
Superfluous tails, superfluous ears. Whatever she is, she's not designed for efficiency.
I can feel self-conscious about my body image later.
Keep looking on it.
The metal creaks more but holds. The glass-like rectangle part makes a ping sound. My legs are really getting tired.
Alright, the glass should be easier to break. Try smashing that with one of the teeth so you don't cut your hand on the glass.
I bash the glass like stuff loose. The swords flutter through the water to the bottom of the tank. There's a piece of metal over where the glass was. A cover, I guess. It's leaking pretty bad. I fuck around with the plate for a while. It's jammed due to the deformation of the door. Eventually, I manage to pop it off. Liquid's gushing out. The water level's off. I can see stuff outside. Outside, I see a darkened room. There's equipment and machinery. A desk with a computer console. And a heavy sliding door. I can fit my hand through the port I opened, but can't reach any of that stuff.
Feel around in the outside of the cube. Perhaps it's a latch or something.
Feels like a... yeah, definitely a hatch. But there's a lock on it.
Pick it with your wiry black pails.
Okay, let's see here. This is awkward.
It's been 5 minutes
trying to pick the lock with my tails. This is incredibly frustrating.
Rip it out!
Piece of shit. I wrench the lock mechanism out of its housing.
Finally, freedom!
Yes, the door comes open. I'm in a room now. Awesome! There's a big closed sliding metal door at the opposite side of the room. On this side, there's the tomb I came out of, and another one that looks like it with a box in between. There's a rolling gurney, a locker to my right, and a console at the middle of the room. There's a monitor at the far upper corner. Let me just get around this. Huh? Oh, I'm still hooked by my IV tubes. Come and think of it, I'm starting to feel a little odd.
Yank those bitches out.
Well, the direct approach seems to be serving so far. Ooh, skin's healed around these things. I wonder how long I've been in there. Okay, they're out. I think I'm bleeding. Definitely bleeding a bit. Yeah, I think we're looking at a pretty significant amount of bleeding. I feel tired.
Open the lockers and see what's in there.
They're locked. They're unlocked.
What's that thing on top of the safe?
Looks like some kind of toy in a box.
Medkit, grab, open, sit, bandage.
Right, focus. Getting sleepy. Bandage arm, hold overhead. Think I'm gonna have to rest here a bit.
Whoa, Nelly. What is our pansy guy gonna do next? We'll find out in chapter 2, 'cause that's the end of chapter 1, son.